We're doing Taryag Mitzvot.
So this is where we left off last week. After we don the tzitzis, afterwards a person should say, Arein Mukhan Zuman Nikshot Fidin Biyad. I'm preparing myself to tie the tefillin on my arm, Vikshot Fidin Birosh, and tie the tefillin on my head, Lekeem Shnein Tzotaseh Shetzivani. In doing this, I am fulfilling two biblical commandments. You know, tefillin are two separate commandments. Shnemal, the verse says, Ukshatam Lot Al Yadecha. Tie the tefillin as a sign on your arm. And the verse also says, they should be as an ornament between your eyes. Afterwards, the person says, I hereby believe that there is an omnipotent being, existent, Rishon. He is first before everything else. And he is the one that created everything that exists. And this omnipresent being that preceded everything else, Hu Elohei Olam, he is the God of the world, the omnipotent force in the world, Adon Kol Haaretz, master of all the land, Asher Natan Lanu HaTorah L'Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he gave us the Torah through Moshe, our teacher, may he rest in peace, Behar Sinai at Mount Sinai, Vehu Hashem Elokim, he is Hashem, the potent one, Asher Hotzianu Mimitzrayim, that took us out of Egypt. And in recognizing this, we are fulfilling the biblical commandment, Leidashi Hashem Eloka, to know that there is a being that created the world, there is a force in the world, as the verse says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. And in recognizing this, one is fulfilling the biblical prohibition, Shelo la'alot b'machshava, not to entertain a thought, She Hashem Eloa Zulati Hashem Yitbarach, that there is any potent force in the world other than Hashem. There is no God other than Hashem, as the verse says. The second commandment, Lo yelcha Elokim achim al panai, you shouldn't have any other forces that you believe in other than me. V'shelo la'asot avodat elilim, and we're also accepting not to make any idols. O letzavot la'asot alovda, or to command someone, to hire someone to make an idol. V'af api shelo avda, even if one wouldn't serve it, making idols is also biblically prohibited. And this is a fulfillment of the biblical prohibition that Hashem commanded us, Lo ta'asel chapesel, do not make any idols. V'chol mitzvotav shu'uchal lekayem, and all of God's mitzvot that I can perform, akayem v'eshmor, I will keep, I will watch. V'areini mekabel alai mora'o, and I am hereby accepting upon myself the fear of heaven, lekayem mitzvot ta'asel she'tzivani aburit v'ashmo, that's a fulfillment of the biblical commandment, li'ra min Hashem, to fear God, as the verse says, et Hashem elokecha tira, you should fear Hashem your God. So, what we learned today? One says, I'm prepared to perform the two biblical mitzvot of donning the tefillin on the arm and on the head. And then, once one has his talit and his tzitzit and his tefillin, so then one can begin the mitzvot of the thought. And the first mitzvah he enumerates is the mitzvah accepting that God's running the show. He's the one that created the world. And that's the fulfillment of the commandment. I am Hashem your God, the first of the Ten Commandments, the second of the Ten Commandments. You shall not have any other God but me. And also, we accept to not to make idols, as the verse commands us, and to perform the mitzvot and fear God, which is a commandment. Et Hashem lokecha tira. So that depends on the minhag, because